When you don't know how much you are worth, you will sell yourself cheap. Once I leveled up, people began to respect me more.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Breeny Lee and welcome to the Pep Talk podcast, where we have real, raw, relatable conversations with the pep talk you need.
You have the power to create your future with the choices that you make today.
What do you bring to the table? Baby, I am the table.
Love yourself a little bit more than that, ladies. Come on.
Dust settles, queens don't. And don't forget, know your worth and then add tax.
Period.
So today I'm going to be talking about self-worth and how to get it and how I discovered my own self-worth. So the way that I see self-worth is that Louis Vuitton does not go on sale. Fendi does not go on sale. Prada does not go on sale. Okay, why? Because it costs what it costs. They're not trying to get average people to buy it. It is a luxury brand. If you've got the money, you can get Louis Vuitton. It's not going on sale. Same way that I see self-worth and value, right? So I haven't always known how much I'm worth. And when I'm talking about my worth, I'm not talking about what I look like or what I wear or how many subscribers I've got or how many people are following me or my status or anything. I'm talking about my intrinsic value. And you guys need to know that we all have the same level of intrinsic value. The problem is not everybody knows it. Right? So when God made us, he did not put our value in our skin color. He didn't put our value in our flesh. He didn't put our value in the size of our nose. He didn't put the value in what we wear. He put the value in our spirit. I'm not sure if anyone's familiar of Genesis 1, when God created man. There's actually two counts of creation. In the beginning, it said God made man in his own image. My spirit and my soul cannot be cremated. My spirit and my soul have been made in the image of God. So my spirit, my soul looks like God. Your spirit, your soul looks like God. We are the only thing created in this earth that can say we are made in the image of God. How valuable would someone be if they were created in the image of an eternal, infinite, omnipotent God? How powerful would that person be? Well, that is you. That is your worth. That is your value. That's what you bring to the earth. Whether you've got money or you haven't got money, whether you're good looking or you don't think you're good looking, whether you have a good job or you don't have a good job, you are valuable. You are intrinsically valuable. And I did not know this for so long in my life. I would give myself away to the highest bidder. And sometimes it wasn't even the highest bidder. It was whoever was offering. Oh, okay, you like me. Yay, someone likes me. Yay, okay, I'll go. Because I just wanted to be accepted. I wanted to be found valuable. And I found my value in who wanted me. I found my value in who thought I was attractive. That was me until I encountered my worth and my value knowing God. Point blank, period. And it's been a journey. But the way that I see self-worth, yeah, you want to sell this car. This car, you bought this car for 50,000, yeah? You've had it for a while. It's kind of depreciated in value. Okay, cool, whatever. So you take your car to a dealership and the person inspecting the car is going to give you an estimate, yeah? So checking everywhere. Oh, there's a bit of a mark there. What do we have here? A bit of wear and tear on the steering wheel. What happened here? Oh, okay. And their job is to get the car as cheap as possible. So their best victims are people that don't know the worth of their car. So they'll say, oh, just put a bit of scratch there. And it's the same as someone saying, you ain't that pretty. You're like average. You're like a 5 out of 10. Yeah, but you get angry quickly. You're not really worth anything to be. I don't know if you know who would like you. This is what the manipulative people come to us with. They want to try and depreciate us and make us see ourselves as less than. And the person that wants to get a good deal. Bit of a scratch there, bit of a dent there. Oh, I'll give you 20,000 for it. Meanwhile, you can actually get 40,000 for this car. Oh, I'll give you 20,000 for this. And you're like, oh, sounds good. I don't know the value of this anyway. I don't really know the value of this car. Yeah, I'll take it. And that person is laughing all the way to the bank because they knew how much this car, this person was worth, but they got it on discount. Why? Because that person didn't know what they were worth. When you don't know how much you are worth, you will sell yourself cheap. You will accept anything that comes your way. Anything. Oh my God. You'll be surprised if someone says, oh my God, you are gorgeous. Why are you surprised? Like, I'm really bad at taking compliments. I'm so self-assured that whether you tell me this is good or this is popping or you look this or you look that, I don't crumble if I don't get a compliment. I already know. You can only add to what I know. You cannot take away because I already know my value. I already know how good I am. That's not even in a boastful way. But when you know your value, you add tax to it. Oh, you want me? Okay, so what can you offer me then? You know when you go on a job interview, yeah? 5 people have called you for an interview. When you know your worth, you're not desperate. So you go to the interview, you're sitting there and you're like, they're asking you questions, you have all the answers. And when they ask you, do you have any questions? You hit them with all the questions, okay? So how much will I be earning in a year? And they'll tell you this certain number, you'll be like, oh, I would actually want double what you are actually offering me. Oh, you can't offer it to me. Okay, that's fine. Thank you very much for your time. You go off. You know you have 4 more interviews and one of those people are going to give you what you are worth. And you don't have to settle on number one because they said, oh, they can't offer it. Okay. Thank you. Cheers. Thanks for letting me know. That's not for me. You are choosy when you know your worth. When you know your worth, you have standards. You have expectations. Nobody can come talk to me any kind of way, you know? And I know this sounds really boastful. I hope and I pray that all of you get to this level. I hope and pray you all get to this level of self-worth. You can't come and chat to Breeny any type of way. That's not because I'm Breeny Lee. That's because I'm Breeny. Or as my mum would call me, Debrina. I am God's child. You can't come to me with no dega dega rubbish. You can't come to me. You cannot try it with me. I know my value. I know what I will and won't accept. I'm not desperate for nobody. I'm not desperate for nobody. I'm not desperate for anyone's love. I'm not desperate for anyone's attention. No one is gonna try and come and play me. I'm just so sorry. I'm just so sorry. The guys watching this video probably thinking, damn, Breeny, you're so arrogant. That's why you're single. I don't give a damn, right? It's taken me a long time to get to this point, yeah? And I know my value. I know my worth. I know my worth. Know your value and then add tax. And I quite like analogies. And so I have another analogy for you, yeah? So if you have a car, yeah, that is dirty. Yeah, the car is dirty. This car is very clean, okay? If you have a car that's very dirty, mess everywhere. Everywhere, litter, junk food, wrappers, everything is all papers. Everything's all over the place, yeah? If a stranger now comes in my car, how comfortable will they feel with eating a burger, taking a wrapper, and putting it in the car? Like, what? Who gonna tell me something? How different would it be if you had a car that was spotless and you had rules? You said, no eating in my car. How much more careful would that person be? They wouldn't even bring that damn burger in the car. Why? Because they, for one, see the cleanliness of the car. Yeah? They know not to bring any food in this car. And two, the standard that you've set, no food in my car. But when you have no standards, and when they look around at you, and they see what you tolerate and what you accept, people will only do what you allow them to do to you. I'm going to say that again because I felt the Holy Ghost on that one. People will only do what you allow them to do. Point blank, period. And people treat you how you treat yourself. Okay, there's been times, yeah, when my room has been absolutely messy, yeah? Start to clean up my mess. Start to clean up. Why am I seeing unidentified objects in my room? Amongst my stuff, I'm now seeing kitchen towels. I'm now seeing my mum's slipper. I'm now seeing things that shouldn't be in my room. But why? Because the room itself is already messy. It gives them confidence to leave whatever they want in it. They have no respect for it because you don't respect it. When you don't respect yourself, nobody's going to respect yourself. And I don't care what this new age people are saying. If you don't respect yourself, no one is going to respect you. You're gonna attract what you are. I say my room, but it can relate to your life too. Do people feel comfortable just dropping stuff on you? Do they feel comfortable just, oh, it's all right, she doesn't mind. She's already messy. She's already, she's already a bit nutty. It's not really gonna affect her. People will treat you how you treat yourself. That's one thing that I've learned. And once I leveled up, people began to respect me more. Whereas people used to disrespect me, people now respect me. Why? Because I set boundaries about what I will and won't tolerate. And how can I be vocal? Because I have no fear of nobody. I don't care if you reject me, it's meant to be. As long as God doesn't reject me, I'm gonna be good. And I'm so grateful because my sister is a hard nut. You think I'm hard? My sister is a rock solid and she's so tough that when I was younger, I used to get really offended. But my sister's a no-nonsense person. She has zero tolerance. I have about 2.5. She has zero tolerance for BS. I used to get really offended. But growing up, I realized that's how you have to be. You have to be so shrewd on this earth. People have to know that you can't come and run game on me and think I'm gonna bow at your feet. My sister is like, I don't care who you are. Literally, my sister has no fear of nobody. It really is about having no fear. And a lot of us fear rejection. That's why we won't set a standard. We won't say, this is me and this is what I require. The truth is, a lot of people will not want to meet your standard. But that's good. Do you know why? Because it cuts out all of the rubbish. It cuts out all of the riffraff. Do you know some job applications? It's like a 3-4 page long application online and they're asking all these questions. How many of you have been like, I ain't got time for this. I don't want the job that bad. But those who want the job, they will jump through every damn hoop to get that job. Why? Because they think it's worth it. And that's how the right one will be for you. They will jump through every hoop they need to get to you because they see the value in you. They really want you. It's like, you don't have to be open to everyone. Like, your gates don't have to be open to everybody. And boundaries are something I had to learn. Boundaries keep you protected. And when the Bible says to guard your heart above all things, talking about boundaries. Boundaries say, this is where I start and this is where I end here. This is me. This is what I will and I won't tolerate. And if you don't like it, you can kick rocks. Why? Because I am not desperate to have everyone come into my circle. My space, my circle is very, very precious. Like, I have few friends by choice. And I am really like, no new friend. I love people, but not everyone's coming into my inner circle. It's just not gonna happen. I take it very, very seriously. And really and truly, like, knowing your self-worth really brings about self-awareness. And self-awareness is one of the biggest things that we all need to get to grips with. When you know who you are, you take negativity on the chin, which means you don't let it affect you because you know who you are. If someone comes and tells me something that doesn't resonate with me, I'm just gonna be like, bye. Like, genuinely, I'm gonna be like, bye. I don't like you either. Know your self-worth. And your self-worth comes not from what you have or what you own or what you don't have. It comes from knowing who you are and whose you are. You are a child of God. That is your value. That is point blank period. You don't have to add anything to that. That automatically makes you valuable. That's it. And no creature, nothing created on this earth is more valuable than you. Nothing. And we all have the same intrinsic value because we're all made in the image of who? God. And if you really want to start having standards, you have to get to a point where you are not trying to please people. Because you can't have self-worth, self-value, and still want to be liked by everybody. Because the truth is, it's not going to happen. It's actually not going to happen. Everyone does not like Breenie Lee. And that's okay. I'm good. Because I know who I am. I know what I have to offer this world. And that's it. My friends like me, my family like me, and that's all that matters. I'm not trying to get everyone to like me. No way. Too exhausting, not worth it. For what? Well, thank you for listening to this episode of the Pep Talk podcast. It would mean so much to me if you can leave a review, rate this episode, and I will see you in the next one. Stay fabulous, ladies.